When Lucas McHugh broke into a woman's Church Street apartment 2 years ago, he shattered the sanctity of her home and made her worst fear come true, a judge said this week. He terrorized the woman in her home, the one place people consider to be safe, Ontario Court Justice John Condon said. The woman awoke to the sound of breaking glass, shortly before 6:30 a.m., on August 20, 2021. The glass in the front door of her apartment had been smashed and she found a blood-covered stranger, holding a large piece of glass, standing there. There was a copious amount of blood there, and more blood in the kitchen, on a window and in her bedroom. The intruder was incoherent and she was scared he was going to kill her, the judge heard last year, when McHugh pleaded guilty to two charges stemming from the incident. The man looked scary and unstable, she told police. This is my worst fear about living in the downtown area. McHugh, 37, was convicted of break and enter to commit mischief and forcible confinement, and was in court on Monday for sentencing. If people saw the scene in that apartment on a movie screen, they would say Hollywood went overboard, Condon said. The sanctity of her home was lost, and it happened because McHugh succumbed to his addictions. You have a history of substance abuse and you were aware of your challenges, the judge admonished him. Prosecutor Trent Wilson and the defense jointly recommended that McHugh be sentenced to 1 year behind bars, followed by 2 years probation. His lawyer Adrian Hagen said her client, who struggles with substance abuse, had been using cocaine. His reaction to the narcotic was different this time, and he appeared to be in a paranoid psychosis. The accused was taken to hospital for treatment of his injuries, and when he was released he entered a treatment program in North Bay, followed by another one in Hamilton. McHugh underwent a total of 5 months treatment, and also has been attending weekly Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. He's done everything on his own and successfully completed the programs, she told the court. The father of three expressed remorse from the beginning, but it took some time to reach an appropriate sentence agreement, Hagen said. He's ready to accept the sentence and make amends. A tearful McHugh said he can't imagine what this poor lady has gone through. Sorry doesn't hold any value, he admitted to the judge. I've been saying it for so many years, and I've learned it's not what we say but what we do, he said. I wish her a quick recovery, McHugh added, indicating he wants to make financial restitution for the damage he caused to her residence. If there is a cost for the therapy, to deal with her trauma, I'd like to pay part of the cost for her when I get back to work. McHugh said he has hurt so many people, and he wants to be a good person and a good father. I want to make a change in my life and hope I can help someone else in the future. When he imposed the sentence, Condon described it as low, but not so low that he was going to reject the lawyer's position. This sentence reflects who you have become, and the transformation you have made is truly commendable, he told McHugh. The judge noted the letters of support the court received, including one from his employer who described him as a hard worker who has never missed a day of work. They don't condone your actions, but they support you, the judge said. He also referred to McHugh's criminal record that includes a 2013 conviction for offenses in Sudbury that sent him to a federal penitentiary for 3 years. He pleaded guilty to robbery and aggravated assault for stabbing a variety store clerk with a screwdriver in December of that year. You're trying to be a better person and I don't question your sincerity, Condon said, adding the accused had accepted responsibility for his actions and acknowledged the consequences. During his 24-month probation, McHugh is not to communicate with the victim and must not be within 100 meters of her residence or any other place she might be. He must take any recommended assessment, counseling and rehabilitation program for substance abuse. As well, he must pay $580 restitution during the first 18 months of the order. The judge also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition. I hope you are serious about rehabilitation, Condon told him. I accept your comments about paying forward so others don't go down the same road, he said, suggesting this may be a comfort to the victim.